Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
There was high drama on the final day of the fifth and final Ashes test before bad light ended play, with England 21 runs short of victory, with four overs remaining. After the drought of runs on days 2 and 3 and the deluge of rain that prevented any play on day 4, a packed house was treated to a wonderful day of Test cricket, in which the momentum switched throughout. After England were bowled out for 377, Australia shuffled their batting order to make 111 for 6, at which point they declared at tee to set England 227 to win. A dashing half-century from Kevin Peterson put England on course for victory, and at 206 for 5 with the light fading, the game was poised for a grand finale, but the umpires had no choice but to take the players off. England therefore take the series 2-3-0, and for the first time since 1977, Australia failed to win a test in an Ashes series. England beat Australia by 5 wickets in the third Women's Ashes One Day International in Hove to take a 6-4 lead in the series. A record-breaking second wicket partnership of 126 between Heather Knight, who made 69, and Sarah Taylor, who scored 64, helped England reach 204 for 5 with 16 balls remaining in a match that had been reduced to 36 overs per side by bad weather. Australia, thanks to 64 from Meg Lanning, had posted a competitive 203 for 4, but were eventually beaten, and they find themselves behind in the series for the first time. And following Knight's latest fine performance with the bat, she was today added to England's 2020 squad, with the first of 3 matches taking place tomorrow. A career-best 98 not out from Ahmed Shehzad set up Pakistan's 19-run win over Zimbabwe in the second and final 2020 international at Harare. They therefore wrap up the series 2-0, with the two sides now set to contest 3 ODIs in Harare, the first of which is on Tuesday. Shehzad dominated the Pakistan innings of 179 for 1, and Zimbabwe reached 160 for 6 in reply, Hamilton Masakatsa top scoring with 41.